My Life Today, February 19. Goodness, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. True goodness is accounted of heaven as true greatness. The condition of the moral affections determines the worth of the man. A person may have property and intellect, and yet be valueless because the glowing fire of goodness has never burned upon the altar of his heart. Goodness is the result of divine power transforming human nature. By believing in Christ, the fallen race he has redeemed may obtain that faith which works by love and purifies the soul from all defilement. Then Christ-like attributes appear, for by beholding Christ, men become changed into the same image from glory to glory, from character to character. Good fruit is produced. The character is fashioned after the divine similitude, and integrity, uprightness, and true benevolence are manifested toward the sinful race. The Lord has placed every human being on test and trial. He desires to prove and to try us, to see if we will be good and do good in this life, to see if He can trust us with eternal riches and make us members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. There is no limit to the good you may do. If you make the Word of God the rule of your life and govern your actions by its precepts, making all your purposes and exertions in the fulfilling of your duty a blessing and not a curse to others, success will crown your efforts. You have placed yourself in connection with God. You have become a channel of light to others. You are honored by becoming co-laborers with Jesus. And no higher honor can you receive than the blessed benediction from the lips of the Savior, "Well done, good and faithful servant."